British Prime Minister Gordon Brown began his regular question time in the House of Commons, as he has always done, reading out the names of British soldiers recently killed in Afghanistan.
From the Royal Marines, Sergeant Lee Holtram. From the Light Dragoons, Trooper Philip Lawrence. From the 2nd Royal Tank Regiment, Trooper Brett Hall.
Because it was his first appearance after the summer recess, the list was long, 37 names. Despite Britain's growing losses in Afghanistan, Mr. Brown is sending 500 more troops on the condition that other NATO coalition countries show the same commitment. The Afghan government promises to continue to expand its army, and British soldiers are properly equipped.
We have agreed in principle to a new British force level of 9,500, which will be put into effect once these conditions are met.
Britain is the second biggest force in Afghanistan, behind the United States. Its involvement has been deeply debated in Britain. Nick Clegg of the minority opposition party, the Liberal Democrats, said in Parliament debate, the forces deserve gratitude and clarity.
We also owe it to every single one of them to ask the difficult questions about what we're doing in Afghanistan. Are we doing the right things to succeed, as I strongly believe we must?
The Prime Minister responded by saying Afghanistan is vital to his country's security.
We are there to protect the streets of Britain. We are there because Al-Qaeda poses a threat to us as well as it does to other countries. And we are there because if Al-Qaeda took control again or had an influence in Afghanistan under a Taliban government, then the people of this country would not be safe.
Mr. Brown said attacking Al-Qaeda had to go hand in hand with a strategy of building capacity so that Afghanistan can take care of itself.
We will now move further and faster to implement our strategy, one that starts with training, mentoring and partnering the Afghan army and police. And the more that the Afghans can take responsibility for security, the less our coalition forces will be needed in the longer term and the sooner our troops will come home.
The British Prime Minister acknowledged Afghanistan's first elections in August were deeply flawed. He said he and U.S. President Barack Obama agree that whatever new government emerges will have to make a new contract with the international community and its neighbors to build its army, take tough action on corruption, create a more inclusive political process, reach out to moderate elements of the insurgency, and take stronger control of local affairs. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.